We continue on Thursday edition of the Jason Greger Show on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260 as the Oilers will be playing the Ottawa Senators again tomorrow, looking to win seven straight against the Senators after dominating them to the tune of 7-1 last night. We're going to switch gears like we always like to do on the show. I love unique stories. And today in story time, we are going to talk about, did you know that skateboarding is going to be an Olympic sport this summer? If indeed the Olympics happen, that's still, of course, up in the air a little bit. And a young Canadian by the name of Shea Sandiford is going to join us now. He's currently living in L.A., grew up in Courtney, British Columbia. Then he moved to Vancouver, took business school, and improved his skateboarding. And now he's on the Canadian national skateboard team and is just kind of waiting to see what will happen for the Olympics. Shea, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for that generous introduction.
hey, no problem, Matt. I am loving the fact, like, I honestly have no skateboarding skills, like zero. I tried it as a kid and I sucked. But my young son, he's seven. He's got a board now. You know, he's seven, so he likes it a little bit. I go to the park. I see some of the kids there, and it's like the skill set to me is quite amazing. And so I was doing some research on you, and it seems like your father was a big skateboarder, and so he got you in skateboarding right at a young age.
Yeah, so I pretty much just saw him on the board for the first time. That was like my first introduction to skateboarding. And I was kind of just like, I thought I looked really cool. So okay. I obviously begged my parents to get my own. And then from there, I just haven't been able to put it down.
And I saw out in Courtney, you know, you became, you know, pretty big at the skate park. People knew who you were. But, hey, anybody who knows, if you live on the island, there's a lot of rain. I saw, is it true that your dad built you like a half pipe in kind of like your back garage?
Yeah, in my backyard, he built like a full half pipe under a big roof. It's pretty crazy, honestly, but it was just because during the winter months, it's so hard to find a place to skate and actually to practice on like a regular basis that was the option that seemed to make the most sense at the time.
So how much do you think that helped your development? Just, you know, the whole rule about 10,000 hours and such, like just having that so you could board year round, I'm assuming that's the reason you're on the national team.
Yeah, it definitely played a part, just me being able to, like, have a place that's so convenient, too. Like, I don't have to drive for an hour, because that's sometimes what people have to do to skate indoor parks, especially in B.C. because it rains so much. But just having that convenience of having that in my backyard, I can, like, think of a trick or watch a video and be like, oh, I'm going to try that right now. So, yeah, that was really convenient. I'm extremely blessed for that.
Yeah, and now you moved out of away from home, I think, when you were young, 18 or 19. You moved to Vancouver to skateboard more and also went to business school. And is it true that during the pandemic, your parents started using the half pipe because you still have it at home in the backyard?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually, because since I moved out, my dad felt like the ramp was kind of just sitting there, and he put so much time, effort, and, of course, money into it that, like, it almost seemed like it was going to waste. So my dad's 67, and he just started skating, like, again. Like, it's probably, I'd say, about a year or two ago. And he's improving a lot, and my mom also started roller skating, which is pretty hilarious to me. But, so yeah, both my parents use the ramp on, like, a daily basis now, which is awesome to see, honestly.
So your dad's 67, he's skateboarding again, unreal, and your mom has taken up roller skating, so she's kind of like her roller derby, does it on the half pipe in the backyard. That's phenomenal.
So funny. I should, like, invite your friends over and they'll be like roller skating, and then my dad will skate after they're done. And yeah, it's good to see you getting used, though. I'm stoked.
Yeah, so Shea Sandiford joins us. Of course, he's on the Canadian national skateboard team. And now you still have to go through the qualifications of the Olympics, and that's put on hold, Shea. So I know you've moved to L.A. recently. Is that all for skateboarding? Is, like, the skateboarding scene in L.A. just that much better than Canada?
Yeah, like, growing up, it's kind of, it was evident just from, like, watching videos, like, all the famous skaters moved to L.A. The whole industry is in L.A., the best spots. And, of course, it's all due to the weather, because you can skate all year round here.
So how do you improve as a skateboarder? Like, let's take me through the progression of, you know, you start out, and now obviously with videos, I guess, you watch, like, is, you know, is it Tony Hawk? Well, like, where did you get your inspiration to become better as a skateboarder and train? And did you have a thing as a skateboarding coach growing up?
So I didn't have, like, an official coach. I'd say the closest thing to that was my dad growing up. He'd travel the contest with me and just do everything I did with me. But the progression state, I'd say, like, first, of course, I feel like no one starts skateboarding to make it a living or to be in the Olympics or anything. It's more like a hobby, just like a thing you do with your friends. And then I feel like that's like is a good fire because you're trying to like you're kind of competitive with your friends. Oh, he learned that trick. I want to learn that trick now. And then from there, it kind of just expanded and just it's been going on for years. Yeah.
So now, like, when you're in the competitions, and, you know, I watched a skateboarding competition when Connor told me we're going to do this interview, and I'm watching some of the moves, and maybe because I can't do any of them. Like, I know how to skate, you know, I know how to throw a ball. So I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's I can respect it. But I watch this stuff, and I'm like, I don't even understand how the board flips and all those stuff. Like, when you're learning to hone a trick, how many times are you wiping out before you master it?
Oh, I can't even... I don't even know, like, hundreds, thousands. Like, it's crazy how many times, like, it's so much trial and error and, like, figuring out. It's really precise. So, yeah, I'd say just trial and error and watching skate videos, observing people, watching other people skate in real life.
Does, like, how much do you, like, do you have to work out and train a lot to be a skateboarder? You know, is flexibility, I'm assuming balance is major. So what are you doing off the board that helps you be a better skateboarder?
So every day before I skate, I do work out in the gym. That's mainly injury prevention exercises and also just like maintaining physical health. And then I skate all day. And then when I get home, I try and do a little bit of yoga and at least some stretching to like open up my hips and just do a few things that just make the body feel better.
What are injury prevention exercises?
So with skateboarding, like, you use your ankles a lot, and, like, rolling your ankle is actually pretty common. So you want to make sure it's strong. So if it does happen, or just, the goal is to not have it happen, but if it does, the recovery time is quicker and it doesn't roll as easy. So just pretty much having, like, a structured lower body strength for all the weight you're putting on,
So are you doing, like, a lot of, like, you know, one-legged Bulgarian leg squats, or do you do, like, squats or deadlifts, or, you know, what are you doing that strengthens, like I'm assuming, like, ankle flexibility is a big key for a skateboarder?
Yeah, so I don't actually, like, work out with, like, big weights or anything. It's mainly, like, the elastic bands.
Okay.
Yeah, just, like, I don't know the names of the exercises. I just have, like, a dude that tells me what to do. And I've been doing it, but I'm honestly, like, I'm pretty new to the whole workout, the scene.
Okay. Shea Sandifer joins us. He's on the Canadian National Skateboard Team. So, Shea, a lot of sports have been in a holding pattern due to COVID. Now, with skateboarding, obviously you can go outside. You can keep practice it, keep honing your skills. But when was the last time you were in an actual competition? Like, are we talking over 12 months?
Yeah, just about that now. The last competition was the Canadian Championships, I believe, which was, last March. So, yeah, it's been just about a year now. Everything's been put on hold, unfortunately, but we're all just hoping for the best and hoping this whole thing, we can all get back to traveling and competing again soon. That's the goal.
So even though you haven't competed in a year, how much better are you as a skateboarder now than you were a year ago?
I would say it's actually, like, changed the way that I've been skating because usually it's contests, like, back-to-back at, like, probably once every 2 weeks. So you're just practicing the same tricks. But this little break has allowed me to almost, like, explore more within skateboarding. I can try, like, tricks. I can, like, spend time learning a trick that I normally wouldn't have time to because I'd be so busy with, like, contests or filming.
Okay.
That it's almost opened up a new door, which is a blessing in disguise, I think.
And so when you're in skateboarding... Do you call it a routine, like a run? So you have it planned out and ahead in advance, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And how often do you change that?
For contest, you definitely pick a run or routine before you go. And then, like any sport, you don't really want to do the same run every contest. The scores are going to get lower because it's going to be less exciting. The wow factor kind of disappears. So you want to be changing it pretty frequently as well.
What is the toughest move to do in skateboarding?
That's such, like, a hard question to answer because it's, like, to everybody it's different, you know?
Okay. So what's the toughest for Shea Sandiford?
So for me, I'm more of a technical skater, so I do more complicated tricks on smaller obstacles. And I'm trying to, like, dabble more in, like, the bigger rails and bigger stairs. So that's difficult for me, but that's not necessarily, like, the hardest thing in skateboarding. you might interview another skater and he might say the exact opposite. He loves jumping on the big rails, but the technical stuff is just too time-consuming and too frustrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I'm trying to just get into the more bigger rails, bigger stairs, work on that.
So what's the challenge then to take yourself to get onto the bigger rails? Is it like, I don't know if fear factor is the right word or not, but I'm assuming there's more chance of hurting yourself or missing it when it's on a higher stair. Is that basically the challenge
for
you?
Like you do a simpler trick, but it's also going to be a lot scarier. And like, it's very, like I said, skateboarding is so precise that like one minor thing on a big rail can be like pretty scary and have a bad ending, but yeah, just confidence and just a lot of practice on smaller things to build up to it. So I've been doing that a lot lately.
And there's really, like, I look at gymnasts and a lot of them divers, you know, they get to practice at times, you know, in foam pits. And so if they don't land it, it doesn't really hurt. You don't really have that for skateboarding, right? Like, if you're going to practice the move, you got to practice it at the park or on the rails. Or do you have softer places where you can practice something and if you don't land, you know, you're not crushing down on the cement?
So they do have some of like the foam pit kind of stuff at like the skate camps they have all over the world, but I would say it's not like a traditional way to learn. Like I haven't really experienced getting to use foam pits. So okay. More like my learning process is I learn it on a smaller obstacle and then slowly take it to bigger and bigger obstacles.
But. Awesome. Shay, I really appreciate you taking the time and best of luck. Hopefully you'll get to qualification because that means then the Olympics are happening. And let's say worst case scenario, it doesn't and there's no Olympics. Are you hopeful that there'll still at least be some competitions opening up this summer?
Yeah, it's like so unpredictable with the whole COVID situation that I honestly don't know how it's going to end, when it's going to end, all up in the air, but I'm just hoping for the best. I'm ready to get back to traveling, competing as soon as possible. Yeah.
And what would you say for anybody out there who's got a young son or daughter who kind of likes skateboarding, if they want to take their skateboarding to the next level, how do you get better? What do you have to do?
I would say, like, right now it's so different because with Instagram and, like, all the social media platforms, it's so easy to follow different skaters and, like, tune into skateboarding from like all different parts of the world. But I'd say just like have a good group of friends to skate with and go to your local skate park, get comfortable there. Cause I feel like as a young child, it's kind of the skate park's almost intimidating with all the older dudes, but like skateboarding is such an inclusive environment that the skate park community is always like, we're always so open to a new kid coming. No one's going to like, I don't know, judge a little kid for coming to the skate park. Like, it's super accepting, and yeah, just I don't want kids to feel scared to go there. I feel like they should all feel comfortable with that, and that's a good first step.
What's your Instagram for people to follow you, Shay?
So my Instagram is Shay Sandiford, which is SHAYSANDIFORD.
Awesome. Well, Shay, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll be watching your videos, and best of luck in the future.
For sure. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Take care.